It's Kim Stanley and 2, Braintree 2. Kim, after going 2 down just after half time, do you see that as a point 1 or 2 lost?
Well, I couldn't believe that we went in 1-0 down at half time, to be fair. You know, I think we completely dominated the first half. Obviously, without dwelling on it, a mistake from young Tucky up front gave the ball away and it cost us dearly. Lance had the ball covered, deflected past him. Nothing he could do about that. Went in at half time and said, right, you know, if we get the momentum going, I'm sure we can get something out of the game. Obviously didn't expect to go 2-0 down, but it was the same thing again. The ball looped over the top of Broady after a deflection from Elvo again, and they went 2-0 up. But I thought we came back very well, and I thought we could have nicked it in the end with a little bit more composure in the last 10 minutes.
You started with Dave Ockway and Josh Francois up front, which is the first time you paired them together. What was the thinking behind that?
Well, the thinking behind that is with the injuries that we've had and we've still got, we've got basically 3 games in 6 days. We've got Thurrock Saturday and then Carl Shorten Tuesday, both important games. Just blooded them in, really, and I think they've both done really well, to be fair.
And you started Stafford Brown much deeper than he's been playing recently. I thought he had a fantastic game in that position.
Yeah, we've been thinking for a while about playing Staff in midfield. I mean, the time, you know, people have been out and Beardy's been out, Louis's out, obviously. And as you say, I think he's done fantastically well as well, you know, and he's got great energy and he's, you know, he's had a bad time in the last month or so regarding goals, but he stood up again today after missing the one last week and he put the penalty away really well, and fair play to him.
What was your view on the penalty? Some people around me certainly thought the goalkeeper could have walked after that.
Well, I definitely think he should have been sent off, but somebody said to me that it was because the ball was being taken away from goal. I don't know where the rule changes from being last man or whatever. I was just pleased to get the kick, really. And fortunately, it was a great pass from Chris Bangura, who just come on. And no, it was great. I was really pleased for Stafford that he scored it. And in fair play, and rather, you know, the confidence to get up and take it.
Just finally, you mentioned the games coming up, Thurrock and Carl Shorten. Obviously, League Cup on Saturday, and then Carl Shorten lost a couple of games recently. How do you see those two going?
From what I know from Billy Smith saying that they've had quite a big injury list as well, which is the same as ourselves. I've seen them play twice this year and they're quite a good side, Carl Shorten. We know about Thurrock, if you can combat Candle and Akrang up front, which is easier said than done, then you've got a chance against them. I think when we played them there before, I think we played all the football and played quite well, particularly second half. But we defended too deep from set plays and people went in the ball from sort of 2 or 3 yards out. Lance ain't got a chance with that. And so hopefully we'll do a lot better against them on Saturday because we'll counteract the way that they play.